Welcome to the Double Deuce Podcast, an amazing show that lasts only 22 minutes and is for you, the listener, so soak it up. So here are your two big beer hosts, Will Averill and Nelson. Hey, Will, hit the timer.
And we're in.
Double Deuce.
Episode somewhere in the 430.
439.
439.
So you were right.
It's the grown-up of the 430s. It's the eldest sibling in the 430 numeric family.
Starting to maybe get a little insecure about their 440s.
That's right. That's right.
And the middle 400s.
Some changes are happening.
That's double 40s right there.
Growing a little hair under that nine, you know, under the little crook of that nine, you know, and voice deepening. It's a weird time.
In that mid-century crisis on.
Yeah. So, fuck, let's just launch into this one as opposed to all the other ones where we really kind of piddle around for a while.
You know, I do want to say we've been pussyfooting about a live show that was talked about being this Friday, but it's not going to be this Friday. I think you guys know that.
No, nope.
We've been having a little things have been going on. We've been having a little scheduling trouble with the places, but Mark, we're going for 420. We're going to do the 420 live show. We'll have info for that at the next episode for sure. But look, mark that date on your calendar. And then frankly, because it's taken us so long, a couple months after that, the big 450 will be coming and we'll take care of that one early. So you're going to be getting a bunch of live us here in the next few months is what I'm saying. Sorry, it's taken a minute. Things have been busy. People keep dying.
We and love
basketball
you.
Basketball keeps basketballing.
We love you so much that we don't want to give you a product that is anything less than our 100% least effort. And
exactly
that being done, we need to do that. In
we draw the line at doing a live show the week that we announce it.
That's right.
That's right. That's a bit, you know, it's not like all of a sudden you're just like, hey, who wants to get drinks? We're doing a live show. Give people
that's right.
A little
there's
bit
gonna
of
be content.
Yeah. Make sure that we can get a few butts in seats that everyone doesn't already have plans. And 420 live show should be fun.
Should be a good one. Hey, I'm going to come in swinging tonight with the hottest of takes. Are you ready for this?
Swing them takes.
Okay, so there's something that's been bugging me. It's been on my mind and it's been bugging me. And it's my hot take on the new Dune movies. All right.
I'm into it.
Okay, now I know you and I have slightly differing outlooks on the Dune movies because you found them really long and tediously dull.
I still haven't seen the second one, too. I'm probably not going to see that until it's an at-home deal.
Sure.
But the first one, yeah, I did think was ponderous.
Well, there was a thing that was bugging me, and I couldn't figure out what was bugging me. And then I realized, and nobody's mentioned this, so I'm like, am I the kid that sees the Emperor's butt-ass naked and I'm about to drop this bomb on everyone? Or is this just something that, like, I'm going to get 1,000 nerds screaming jihad against me for saying? But here's my big problem with both of the Dune movies, right? Like, they take place on a desert planet and no one looks hot ever.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not like I would be like sweating, right? Like sweating in that still suit.
Yeah.
Like they're all wearing.
Not
like,
enough people, it feels like, are wearing. Now, again, I haven't seen the second one, which is where almost all the Fremen content is. They're in like the last 20 minutes of the first one. There's not a lot of a lot of clothing and certain head coverings and things are meant to be kind of light in countries that have desert like that. And I feel like you never see them with like a light kind of wrap to like take the sweat out your hair and keep it out of your eyes, but yeah, not like build more heat, like a light linen kind of wrap around the head a little, with a little bit of room to like let it breathe too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. And the thing is, like, I even...
And they're either wearing, like, the hooded part of the still suit, which I guess is doing something, or they're just, like, raw dogging it. They're not even wearing, like, a sweatband, like you would wear just to jog in a very moderate climate.
I feel like, you know, the Fremen, like, you can even give a bye to the Fremen, right? Like, they've grown up in this shit. They're used to the heat, right?
It still seems like they've got a lot of hair, though, and they're doing nothing to keep it out of their eyes. That's going to be, you're going to be sweating. It's a full-on hardcore desert.
But, like, all the Atreides are running around. Suns out, sweats out. And the Sardaukar are running around. Everybody's fucking running around in this desert heat. And nobody's, like, so much as, like, breaking a sweat. No, nary a sweatband to be found. And I feel like it's a flawed system. And like, heat makes you not want to do things, but they're all doing a lot of things. And it's like, fuck, man, don't do all that. Like, it's hot. Just like, take a break, you know?
Don't do your business in the afternoon.
There should be like a lot more like margarita breaks and like just chilling out and trying to stay out of the heat, and a lot less being out in the middle of the heat while not sweating and not even looking like it's sort of like even a thing. I mean, they come from a cold water planet. It's like going from England, right, to like going to the Sahara Desert, and you're not telling me like one of those, you know, English officer bulldog, you know, pasty face, big lip, you know, general dudes is not sweating the whole time. They're sweating. They're gonna sweat.
They weren't even on there that long, were they?
No.
I feel like every movie where an Englishman travels to that like Northeast Africa, Southwest Asia, Middle East area, that I feel like the characteristic of every Englishman in a movie like that who isn't like used to the climate when they're first like showing up, I feel like the one thing that they all have in common is they are constantly mopping sweat.
Yeah, but nary a sweatband.
No, it doesn't make any sense, quite frankly. It doesn't make any sense at all. That's bad science there.
I think it's world breaking for me. I think that's why I've been just like kind of had this thought flitting around my head, like, you know, like a firefly that's like up against the candle and it's like, I'm going to fly next to you, candle, and show you my flame is brighter than yours. And then eventually singes its wings and dies. It's like that thought.
You busted, Dune. You've been busted by the science busters.
All right. All right, so come at me, bro. Hashtag DD, you're wrong. I feel like it's not that hot.
Even in that first one, they get in that like knife fight at the end, and it's like, yeah, they're in the shade, but it's still like afternoon or whatever. It feels like you should be like, we're in knife fight, but let's wait till the sun goes down. Because think about when you're out, even just hereabouts in the summertime, even when you're in the shade, it's wretched. When you're in that real hot.
Three knife fights today, and because it's Easter, and you know, it was only like 67 degrees, but
yeah, it's April. This is knife fighting weather.
Yeah, yeah.
And even you could knife fight in the shade in April, but in like late July, you ain't knife fighting anybody until like at least the sun's mostly down. And even then, it's like, was there a breeze that day at least? Otherwise, it's going to be like 9, 10 p.m. before even thinking about it. Before you even think about lifting a blade to another man.
Or woman. Don't be...
Or woman. I was just thinking in that specific example where it was two dudes.
Right. I know. I got you. I just didn't want us to... Or person.
The knife fight, binary, especially. You know? It's like maybe a duel where you're just like walking some paces and shooting. Or like... Like a quick fencing match, but it's like a duel to the death. Like, let me, and they've just been like walking and stuff. Like, let me sit down a minute.
Yeah. Like, let's just maybe mop that brow. Maybe there's a little sweat on that brow because of potential.
Again, they're not a sweatband to be seen.
Yep. I don't know. I just think it's a big flaw. And I know when it's really hot and humid or hot and dry, you don't sweat as much. Like, I know that. I'm not dumb. I'm like, I know the science. But it still seems hot.
Sweat science. That's some of that sports science. And Gatorade science. You know, sometimes Gatorade does their science commercials.
Yes.
That's all the science. Again, and that's the kind of science that we practice here at the Science Busters. And once again, you busted, Dune.
Yep.
You busted.
Dune is
It hot. Does break the world. That's hard. That is some I guess the question is, like, does everything else still track? But the thing, yeah, it's rough, man. That's rough.
I'm just saying, like, once you start thinking about it, it's a game changer, and you won't stop thinking about it. It'll get in your head.
Yeah.
It'll get in your head, and it'll wriggle around there. And
like Tatooine, they're wearing a lot of, like, light cotton blends and linen shirts kind of things. Yeah. Some simple wraps.
Yeah, maybe that's why all those fucking aliens in that cantina were all pissed off, because it's just fucking hot.
Yeah. Right? Also, that's like where you see most of the people. It's like they're in the bar, or they're like on the streets doing their business on their way to the bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
There ain't nobody out in them dune seas but sand people.
And then and this little white boy comes in, all in his white linens, not sweating at all. And you're just like, God damn, I've been sweating balls in this bar for 8 hours. Like, my friend doesn't like you. He's sweating.
Yeah, Luke. He's all hairy. Think about what his day's like.
Yeah, like, why didn't Luke have some empathy? And I just, you know. It's that was true. Murder. That was arm murder. They committed, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi committed arm murder on someone who was just hot.
He did. Although, but again, they were also wanted men. That one guy had a death sentence in multiple systems.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay. And they said it. It wasn't like they didn't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, talk about leading with your... With something you should have maybe buried into the conversation later, like maybe save that for after a little how you doing, right?
Yeah, I feel like too. I feel like Luke was being somewhat reasonable, because it's not like he like not bumped into him or like spilled a drink or something. He was just literally sitting at the bar when they came up and were like, "We don't like you."
Well, they were hot.
They were hot. I'll give them that. But at the same time, I think that is a reason and not an excuse for their behavior.
I don't know. We're going to have to agree to disagree on that one. I feel like, it wasn't maybe necessarily like, I wouldn't go out and be like, let's do more of that. But you got to excuse them. It's just, you know, like, just understand it's hot. Everybody's got a little attitude.
I'm just saying, like, you know. You can excuse still. It's a good reason for most things, and it excuses a lot of things, but it doesn't excuse just coming up and wanting to like rough up some farm boy because he's in a bar, just sitting there minding his own.
Yeah, wow.
He's just kind of he's there like elbows on the bar, just kind of looking at his drink.
Yeah,
didn't even see what he got. He's probably sitting there drinking his blue milk. We didn't even see what he ordered.
Yeah. Well, that's what he gets for drinking blue milk.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so
maybe you got a white Russian. He's like, I'm my own man now, and I'm in a bar. Get rid of give me a blue Russian.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably the only drink he ever heard Aunt Veru order, like in a bar, right? So he's just like, I gotta say something. I gotta say a drink. Blue Russian. That's all I got.
He's gonna get a pina colada.
Mm-hmm. And then get caught in the rain.
I think that's the thing that Star Wars doesn't cover enough, that like Luke, he's just a teen. He's looking to, he's been getting into some adventures with his friends, like drag racing and stuff. Like what kind of weird bar adventures is Luke getting? What kind of drinks is Luke ordering when he goes to the bar here? It's like, imagine, like, it's like he's just his first days at college and the drinking age is his age.
It's like the movie should have been like him with Wedge, like hanging out in the bar, and like, you know, we've got one more summer before we join the rebellion to get laid, and we got one X-wing, and we got to do this, and so it's like two boys, one X-wing, and one crazy summer of space.
I want to do a Star Wars movie. But I want it to be that crazy. It's like that crazy 80s comedy. You're like the worst X-Wing group. You're a lot of new guys and guys that have been like, you're the ones that don't get called up to the better ones.
Right, right.
You're like some weird, like, hybrid color. You're like Teal Squadron or something. You're just like,
yeah.
They're running low on colors, but they're going deep into the mixed colors to get to you. They're just like, you want mauve? You got a mauve, teal, beige. That's it. It's Beige Squadron. We're just like, we're just trying to get by in this crazy war and have a good time. It's like MASH.
But in Star Wars.
Yeah. Like, we've got our still, our robes.
Right. And they're like assigned to like maybe take out like one deflector on the Death Star. Like
they don't send us for any of those kind of missions. They're like, they're not good enough. They're just gonna get killed. We're like the guys that are like on the edge of the battle, just like trying to pick off dudes that are getting locks on the better pilots, but just kind of hanging back a little. Otherwise they're like, they'll just all die. Like maybe they'll get good. Every now and then one of them gets good enough, we can call them up. Like, that's a big deal. Like, one of the guys is getting too good, and we're like, they're going to call him up. They're going to call him up. You're going to get killed. Maybe that's it. We're having, like, a crazy weekend because one of our buddies just got called up to Red Squadron.
Yeah, and he hasn't been laid yet, or she.
Exactly.
There's one day or 1 week before the final mission.
Yeah. And then there's that point. We're going up to like to Luke and Wedge because they're the cool guys. They're the guys that like were there when the Death Star blew up. They're like the two that were in the trench. Those are the cool guys. They're getting laid all the time.
Yeah. I like. I think we should call it One Crazy Parsec.
Mm-hmm.
So today was Easter.
Yeah.
And when you try to explain the story of Easter to your smart-ass 8-year-old. Who hasn't really had any formal religious education, and you're not particularly religious, but you're like, I should try to do this because, you know, it's relevant to his understanding of the world. And you're like, okay, so there's this guy, and he's dying for everybody else's sins. And like, so that's his thing. Well, then why do they call it Good Friday if he dies, says the kid. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe irony. And then he comes back and that's good. And the kid's like, well, shouldn't it be Good Sunday? And I'm like, well, listen, shut up. And so that's how I explained Easter to my kid.
And then, I mean, and you're already getting into like the egg hunting and bunnies of it all. Being tied up in there too, which it's a complicated holiday.
There's a lot happening, and
got to hide eggs, and then you also got to kind of remember where the eggs are, especially if they got like, you know, perishables in them.
Yeah, and there is so much anger and competition in my nieces and nephews and Ollie's egg hunts that like for something that they
do you like the different colored eggs.
We count them, the family counts them, and then because we're artists and not mathematicians or organized people, we hide them and then invariably lose about 8 of them a year.
Yeah. There was, you know, sometimes it would depend. I feel like they started putting some other stuff sometimes. They would almost put like $1 in some eggs or like some change or something, so it would add up to a little bit of money. But because I feel like they wouldn't, my dad kind of liked the egg hiding. So he didn't necessarily, there'd be times he's like, you'll find them when you find them. If you didn't find them all, it's like, well, it's like a few bucks. Nothing's going bad. You'll find them when you find them.
No.
But I feel like there was, I remember when it was me and my sister both hunting, like, because there's the different colored eggs. We had like the division of color. So we knew like what color we were looking for.
Oh, that's cool.
And so that way there was no like, and it amounted to the same stuff. So it was like nobody was one up in anyone. The only thing then became like, I feel like then we would help each other look for if we were missing some still, because we knew how many there was of each color. So we'd be like, I'm down. I need like 2 greens and a blue still. So she'd be like, I'll keep an eye out. That was the thing. You wouldn't tell someone if you found their egg, but you'd like file it away and be like, I'll help them out. Maybe they'll slip me an extra peanut butter cup.
Man, that sounds like prison egg hunting. That's like that's a barter system right there. Mm-hmm. No offense.
We would do a lot. We would sometimes do our candy trading too, because my parents were like, they'll figure it out. Like, if it was something like somebody hated, they wouldn't put it in their candy. But some stuff that, like, maybe I preferred one thing more than she did, we would do a little bit of trading back and forth. She's a big caramel person. I'm like, I like me some caramel, but I like some other I like peanut butter more than she does. So we do like a little bit of wheeling and dealing.
I like that.
And you know what would help somebody to wheel and deal with a precious commodity such as candy is having a sharp mind, Will.
Oh my God, it's so foggy.
Here's the thing. We could have used some magic mind before this show, because I believe we've been a little lost and did not think to mention our good friends Magic Mind until this far along. Now, we were cooking. We were feeling creative. Like, we were charged up in that way, but we weren't focused.
That's right. That's right. Well, unfortunately, our Magic Mind supply wound down, and so it's been a few days.
We've got to get some more. But I'm just going to say, before you even get into talking about how good it is again, that if you guys want some or some more, you just got to go to magicmind.com, and then you gotta use our super code here. Sorry, magicmind.com/doubledeuce. God, I need some Magic Mind right now. I am
you're
scattered.
Magic Mind.
I'm scattered. But you put in our code, that's doubledeuce20. That is the words doubledeuce, the number 20. That's going to get you 20% off any order you make. And that thing, that's valid forever. So even when we're not talking about Magic Mind in an episode, you can still use that code, get your 20% off. But still, for the next 10 days, what we're talking right now, 56% off if you put that code in on your 30-pack subscription. Subscriptions that are 30 packs or bigger, get that 56% off. That good 56% off.
And I think you're going to want to have the 30. Because
here's
the
thing. Try it. Literally try it. We like this stuff. We think if you're someone who's drinking coffee, give this Magic Mind a try. Put our code in. It's going to help you get that 20% off. It's going to show Magic Mind that we're good people, that we're helping the Magic Mind movement. Everybody wins. Literally everybody wins. Us, Magic Mind, you. That's symbiosis
That's right. That is how life started on this planet.
Mm-hmm. And we're building a community.
Without the rough buzz of too much caffeine. You know when you have too much caffeine, you get all jittery? You don't get that with
Magic
Mind.
I hate especially on that empty stomach, too much caffeine, where like your stomach's got a little bit, it's a little sharp, and you're feeling a little like on edge.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Yeah. Magic Mind is not going to do that to you. Magic Mind, it's going to caress you. It's going to focus you up. It's going to wake you up, but it's going to do it in a polite way, in a gentle way. It's going to get you there, 'cause it's all natural.
It's got good flavor. It's got a great combination of
that citrusy goodness
elements. Is gonna make you feel awake, alert, but not buzzed out. The best thing. It's like not like an energy drink either, where they leave you with that kind of nasty feeling. I mean, you feel good. You feel content. You feel it's just like having some extra energy boost.
And it's not just like that, like coffee, man. That you get like a few good hours and then you're throwing another cup back, or like energy drinks, you got maybe like 5 hours and then you're like, you're dead again. This stuff like keeps you up, like ups your level for a little while there. Like I said, I feel like a shot gives you like a day of focus, man. That's and then right. It builds in on itself too. You have it a little more regularly. Those effects start to like be there more often, even when you haven't had one. You'll be like, I swear I had one today. I'm feeling so focused, but you didn't. You had it like yesterday.
Yeah, and then you have another one, and the cumulative effect just keeps on going, and you are sharp.
Live a better life.
Yes.
Better living through Magic Mind. Your mind be sharp enough to cut.
Listen, we're going to put all the links in the notes, so you can always
links
go
are in the notes.
Later.
You don't even have to write this down. You just got to look at the notes. But I'm going to remind you one more time. You want magicmind.com/doubledeuce, and you want the code doubledeuce20, the words doubledeuce, the number 20, for 20% off or 56% off your 10-month subscriptions or bigger for the next 10 days.
Magic Mind, get it in your mind.
Your mind, your body, the whole business. Get it all up in your business. Magic mind.
I'm workshopping some
tag. I feel like if we leave Magic Mind with nothing else in this grand partnership we've endeavored in, just some new catchphrases, some new marketing things for him.
Yep.
We're giving you the full deal.
Absolutely, because we don't back down from a challenge, and we don't find anything more challenging than our own lives. So the challenge is us, and so we don't back down from us. We just keep pushing us forward.
Oh man,
and we hit the time while we were talking about Magic Mind.
But yeah, we did. We should probably do some kind of wind down about what we've learned or something, because I feel like I hate to like end it on the Magic Mind talk. We already got to it kind of late. I feel like I don't want to be like, well, good to see everyone. Good to see you, Magic Mind. Get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's summarize what we learned. We learned that Dune is hot, whether it wants you to know that
too
or
hot.
Not.
And they got busted by the science busters, who are us and the listeners. I feel like you're in the science buster army with us. We're just generals in the science buster army. And you guys are of, you know, various rank, depending on your science knowledge and a number of episodes listened to.
We learned that aliens who are wanted in 12 systems may just be having a real bad day.
It's true. Well, they may also be having a real bad day. I feel like, again, we don't know what other planet, like, clearly they've been doing bad crimes on a bunch of planets, and they can't all be hot.
True. True.
Like, it's a Star Wars. Like, go to another planet, man. Go cool off somewhere. There's literally countless planets with so many biomes and weather systems and climates and stuffs.
And we learned that this summer, 4 X-Fighter pilots have one dream. Get a job worthy of their lack of talent and to get their friend who just got promoted laid. It's one crazy X-Wing. Parsec. One crazy parsec.
Base squadron, one crazy parsec.
Base squadron, one crazy parsec. So I think we've learned a lot today.
Come on, Disney. Who's it going to hurt? Give us some of that Star Wars money and technology and mission. You're going to have fun. Everyone's going to have fun. Do something.
Wouldn't that be great if we put down our Magic Mind project and picked up our Star Wars project?
Yeah. This thing's a winner.
I'm down.
It's what Star Wars has been missing.
An outrageous 80s sex romp.
Yes. Yes. In the grand tradition. Yes. They have a lot of stuff that we have here. Like, why not 80s sex romps?
I like the scene where there's a hole in the Wookiee's changing room.
Yeah. Which it doesn't make a lot of sense, because they only wear like bandoliers and knapsacks and not clothes.
Don't think about it too much.
Well, I didn't have to think about it very much. I don't want to get busted by the science busters, Will. Like, how bad would that look?
That would look bad.
We're science busters. We can't go getting science busted.
Not this time. Not now.
We get drummed out of the service. We're gonna get science court-martialed. I want to get science court-martialed, Will. I've been court-martialed enough. Double Deuce. I've been court-martialed enough.
This has been Double Deuce Podcast. If you thought the intro sounded bad, this outro sounds even worse.
Thanks for listening. I don't know how you did, but if you're trying to listen to more, we're everywhere. Libsyn, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, fucking everywhere.
That's right. Wherever fine podcasts are made, we'll be there. Also, you can reach out to us on social medias. We're at Double Deuce Pod on Twitter. We're at Double Deuce Podcast on Facebook. And our email is doubledeucepod@gmail.com. Finally, if you want to support us, get our Patreon on. Patreon.com/DoubleDeucePod.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff on there. We got me talking about things I'm seeing. We got extra minis, like the minis you find in the Deck of Deuces. We got Will singing. Or if you want to pay for him not to sing, there is a way to pay for no singing. The world's your oyster. All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
So much stuff.
That's patreon.com/doubledeucepod. Yeah!
Yeah! Sorry, when you're like, wherever fine podcasts are found, I just kept thinking about that Tom Jones speech at the end of Grapes of Wrath. It's like, whatever, there's a cop beating on a fine podcast. We'll be there. Double Deuce.
Good episode.